This is the statement of purpose for Anfield Manor in Douglas. Anfield Manor exists for the benefit of its residents. We are a home from home where residents are assured of safety and comfort. Our objectives are to support our residents in enjoying life and in maintaining their dignity, independence, and individuality. To these ends, Anfield Manor operates with transparency and welcomes the involvement of the wider community. Anfield Manor is the place where I live and offers the facilities we all expect from our own homes these days, with the modifications necessary to support people of varying physical abilities. Personal hygiene. All bedrooms in Anfield Manor are en suite, equipped with a hand basin and toilet. Around the house there are three communal bathrooms equipped with hoists, as well as a specially adapted shower room. There are also two lavatories on the ground floor, one on the garden floor, and the staff have separate facilities on the first floor. Mobility. There is a three-person passenger lift in the centre of the house to help residents move around and use all the communal areas. Most of the ground and garden floors are communal spaces. On the ground floor, there is a large TV lounge. Residents may also have TVs in their rooms if they wish. A cosy, quiet lounge, and a smoking lounge with TV. The garden floor is home to the kitchen and a large dining room where residents are welcome to linger over meals, entertain guests, or just stay and socialise. Good communications. Residents are encouraged to stay in touch with friends and family and their official representatives as much as possible by phone, post, fax, or the internet. Assistance is available to help them make use of these services when necessary. Visitors are warmly welcome at all reasonable times in residents' rooms or the lounges. Refreshments are usually available and, with prior notice, meals can be taken with residents. The phone is available at all times. Individual lines are available by special arrangement. There are also fax and wireless internet connections if required. Residents are welcome to use their own mobile phones, although currently network signals on the garden floor can be variable. Outdoor space. The extensive garden at the back of the house is a lovely place to take the air in good weather. There is a large patio area with plenty of seating for residents and visitors, as well as lawns, flowers and lots of bird life to enjoy. At the side of the house, a car park is available for visiting relatives or friends and to aid residents access to any specialised transport they may need. Special services as standard. Care plans. Every resident at Anfield Manor has a care plan, compiled with the involvement of the resident, their relatives, GP, and social workers where appropriate. The plan includes a relevant social and medical history, preferences around daily routine and diet, social interests and activities, contacts, such as family and friends, and arrangements for attending religious services. It also contains practical details, including a risk assessment and a management plan, as well as GP, community nursing or therapeutic services required. Each resident is allocated their own key worker, a member of the care staff who is responsible for reviewing the resident's needs and updating the care plan on a monthly basis in consultation with the management team and relatives if requested by the resident. Medication. Medication is securely stored in appropriate temperature-controlled facilities and only handled and administered by the manager and medication-trained senior care staff. Policies and procedures for all aspects of medication are strictly adhered to, and Anfield Manor is audited both internally and by the supplying pharmacist, Boots, on a regular basis. Catering. Anfield Manor has its own fully equipped kitchen and is staffed by a chef and support staff working on a rota. Menus are planned on a weekly basis and offer a choice of main courses each day. The menu is posted in the dining room every day. Meals are served in the dining room or in residents' own rooms if they so wish, or if their needs dictate. Drinks and snacks are provided between meals and on request. Special dietary needs are similarly accommodated. Dietetic, speech and swallowing therapists are also available through GP referrals when necessary. Birthdays are usually celebrated with a cake, cards and a special buffet and drinks, including wine. Relatives are invited to join in, and other family celebrations can be facilitated on request. Laundry. Linen and clothing are laundered on site by the care staff. However, due to health and safety requirements, the laundry is off limits to residents. Minor repairs to clothing are carried out by staff as and when required. Cleaning. The housekeeping team cleans 7 days a week all over the home, including the residents' rooms. In addition, residents' rooms receive a top and bottoming session when furniture is moved for a thorough cleaning. Before a new resident moves in, their new bedroom is inspected and usually refurbished for a truly fresh start. Security. The safety and security of residents and staff at Anfield Manor is paramount. Visitors and guests are politely requested to sign in and out. Residents may hold a key and lock their rooms if they wish, unless this would be against the interests of their personal safety. Each bedroom can offer a lockable facility for safe custody of medicines and valuables if required. Residents are requested to inform staff on leaving and returning to the house for security and fire and safety reasons. Management of personal monies. A lockable facility is available in each bedroom if required, where residents may keep their personal money. However, residents are advised not to keep large sums of cash in their rooms. On request, the manager will hold money and keep an account for an individual's minor day-to-day expenses. In the case of more substantial sums, it is preferable for a relative or person with power of attorney to handle personal money. General maintenance, health and safety. Maintenance of the house and grounds is carried out in accordance with all relevant environmental health and safety regulations, including monitoring and testing fire safety, electrical, gas, water, lighting and heating systems. Regular fire drills and training are carried out for the safety of residents and staff. Life at Anfield Manor. Anfield Manor is registered to provide 31 places for men and women. The population currently ranges from people in their 50s to those in their 90s. The typical profile of a resident is that of an older person who, due to changing mental and/or physical ability, wishes or needs to live in a community where they receive specialised support. Anfield Manor provides a safe, comfortable environment for people with a range of needs, from a daily visit to 24/7 care, including meals, laundry and cleaning services. However, the home and staff are not registered or equipped to provide specialist nursing or dementia care. Anfield Manor strives to provide continuous care to residents for life whenever possible, working towards this goal with GPs, community nursing and allied professional teams who provide advice and prescribed medications. Activities and participation. There are a range of organised activities which residents are encouraged to take part in. These include film afternoons, craft sessions, entertainers, bingo sessions, sing-songs, organised outings, etc. Main holidays and birthdays merit special celebrations, and there are biannual parties where everyone, including the local community, is invited to join in. Activities are announced on the notice board, along with photographs and reports of recent events, and residents are asked for their suggestions. Individuals with particular hobbies are encouraged to pursue these and are given support to do so as the need arises. The residents' meeting, held every 6 months, provides a forum for debate where people can express ideas, suggestions and criticisms on all aspects of the home. Residents are encouraged to communicate freely with staff and management at all times and bring up any issues or concerns as they arise. Quality assurance questionnaires are also provided to residents to give an opportunity to comment on all aspects of life at Anfield Manor. Visitors. Residents are encouraged to have as much contact with family and friends as possible. Visitors are welcome whenever it is convenient for the resident, and residents are free to choose whether to entertain their guests in the privacy of their own room, and are assisted to do so if required, or in the communal areas. Guests are welcome to join in meals with residents. Visitors who would be arriving after 9 p.m. are asked to make a prior arrangement, and all visitors are required to sign in and out for fire safety and security. Residents are asked to inform staff when they are going out and are given an approximate time of return, if possible, for their own safety. Relatives inclusion. Relatives of residents have access to the management and care teams for informal or more formal pre-arranged meetings. There is also an official biannual meeting where relatives of an individual resident are invited to share their thoughts and feelings about the services and care provided and discuss any changes or improvements they would wish to make. Religious observance. It is Anfield Manor's policy to support all residents' spiritual convictions, whatever their religious persuasion. Assistance in attending off-site services can be arranged, as can the attendance of any spiritual representatives at Anfield Manor as required. Privacy and dignity. The management and staff of Anfield Manor know it is essential that care never means condescension. Residents must be treated with respect, thus residents are addressed in their preferred manner and are provided with services that respect their beliefs and their rights. Members of staff knock and introduce themselves before entering bedrooms, bathrooms and toilets. Where intimate personal care is required, residents are assisted in privacy, away from other residents or visitors, in a way which minimises their exposure or vulnerability, such as using appropriate lifting equipment or care aids. Respect. When addressing a resident, staff ensure their behaviour is appropriate, such as not sharing personal information in public, and support the resident's ability to understand, which may mean simply making sure a hearing aid is in place and switched on. Residents are equipped, encouraged, and assisted to do as much as possible for themselves. Where they are unable to carry out any task or function, they are involved in the management of it. Safeguarding, protection of vulnerable adults. At Anfield Manor, we believe our residents have a right to live in the home and enjoy life without experiencing any kind of abuse or harm. The residents we care for should not have their dignity or quality of life damaged through abuse or the fear of it. Our policy extends to all adults within the service we provide, who are entitled to make choices about their lives, retain independence and well-being, and have a life free from abuse and neglect. We achieve this by following our internal policies, procedures and work practice in line with essential standards of quality and safety and employment legislation. We work in partnership with other agencies by complying with the procedures outlined in the Isle of Man Government's Inter-Agency Adult Protection Policy and Procedures 2013 to 2015. This policy applies to all health and social services agencies providing services to adults, whether they are statutory, voluntary or private providers. Accommodation. There are 29 bedrooms in Anfield Manor, two of which can be used as doubles or twins, spread over four floors. All bedrooms have ensuite facilities of a toilet and hand basin. Some also have a bath or shower. Bedrooms have TV points and satellite sockets for residents who wish to install their own box. All residents' rooms are fitted with call units, as are all bathrooms and lavatories and communal areas. In addition to their own rooms, Anfield Manor offers residents a TV lounge, a cosy quiet lounge, a large dining room, extensive gardens and patio, a smoking room with TV, tea and coffee making facilities including snacks. Fire precautions and emergencies. Anfield Manor meets the most stringent fire safety regulations. There is an integrated fire alarm system with smoke detectors in every bedroom, in addition to smoke or heat detectors, emergency lighting, clearly marked emergency exits, fire doors and alarm call points throughout the building. There are up-to-date fire plans in the building. All staff receive regular training and practice in fire containment and evacuation procedures and take part in fire drills. Staff are also trained in the handling of other emergencies, such as enlisting the assistance of ambulance or police services. The home carries out thorough fire risk assessments on all equipment, as well as on communal and private spaces and personnel, including residents who may smoke. These risk assessments are reviewed on an annual basis and also as and when required on every new circumstance that may occur or when potentially hazardous new equipment is brought in. Admissions policy. On applying for residency at Anfield Manor, an assessment of the applicant's needs is carried out to ensure that the facilities and care offered are appropriate for that person, and that we will be able to fulfil our mission to accommodate that individual in comfort and safety. The assessment of needs is carried out by the manager or their designated senior member of care staff against set criteria. This policy also applies to emergency admissions, where a person needs to join Anfield Manor urgently. They're only able to do so subject to the assessment of needs. Contract. On coming to live at Anfield Manor, each resident is provided with a statement of terms and conditions. Where the resident is purchasing care privately, this forms part of their contract. Where social services are acting on behalf of the resident, the contract is with them. Placement reviews. Residents' placement and care plans are reviewed monthly. Where appropriate, and with the resident's agreement, relatives are welcome to be involved. A satisfaction survey is carried out by the manager annually, and residents or their relatives are invited to speak to the inspector from the Isle of Man Government Registration and Inspection Unit at their annual inspection. Complaints policy. A copy of the complaints policy is provided to all new residents at Anfield Manor, and an abbreviated version is kept on the notice board. This details the various ways in which complaints or concerns can be raised with staff, the role of management, written complaints procedure, and the involvement of the registration and inspection unit. The goals of Anfield Manor are to ensure the following. 1. Residents, their representatives and carers are aware of how to complain and that the home provides easy-to-use opportunities for them to register their complaints. 2. A named person will be responsible for the administration of the procedure. 3. Every written complaint is acknowledged within 7 working days. 4. Investigations into written complaints are held within 28 days. 5. All complaints are responded to in writing by the home. 6. Complaints are dealt with promptly, fairly and sensitively, with due regard to the upset and worry that they can cause both to staff and residents. Management and staff. Responsible person. The responsible person on behalf of the registered provider is Mrs. Valerie Lone. Management. The service requires the manager to be registered with the Isle of Man Government Registrations Unit. The acting manager of Anfield Manor is Mrs. Kath Peach. She is a registered general and mental health nurse with over 34 years' experience, including 8 years in the Isle of Man. She has worked in acute medicine and community and residential services. She holds the QCF Level 5 Diploma in Leadership and Management and a City and Guilds Teaching and Training Certificate. Staffing. Personal care and other services are delivered by dedicated teams of staff who receive training in all aspects of their work, including our philosophy of care, as well as mandatory health and safety training. Staffing levels ensure that residents have access to staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The care teams include a deputy manager, 7 senior carers and 13 care assistants. Most staff have joined Anfield Manor with previous care experience and have worked at the home for a significant period of time. Many already have or are working towards achieving QCF or NVQ qualification at a minimum of level 2. Mrs. Peach, the deputy manager, and the senior carers identify staff training requirements and residents' care planning. Catering. Catering is carried out by a professional chef assisted by full-time and part-time kitchen assistants. Domestic. There is a team of dedicated full-time housekeepers. Activities and enjoyment. Anfield Manor employs a dedicated member of staff to present a programme of activities and events, both at Anfield Manor and off-site, for the benefit of all residents that choose to participate. Activities are tailored to both individual and group participants and designed to maintain and develop residents' existing and new interests. Maintenance. The maintenance of the house and grounds is carried out by a retained maintenance team, including qualified electricians, plumbers, and gas engineers, etc., when necessary. Other staff. A number of community services are available to residents on a regular basis, including GP and district nurse visits, plus community healthcare services as and when required, with weekly visits by private chiropodists, together with the NHS nail care service, and hairdressers. Recruitment of staff and volunteers is undertaken in accordance with the requirements of the registration and inspection unit in respect of police checks, references, and induction. All staff have 24/7 access to the responsible person and manager. Registration. Anfield Manor is registered with the Isle of Man Government Department of Social Care Registration and Inspection Unit. The address is Registration and Inspection Unit, Department of Social Care, 4th floor, Markwell House, Douglas, IM12RZ. Telephone 01624 642 428. The registered provider is Living Developments Limited. The registered office is 23 Mapesbury Road, London, NW2 4HS. Website is www.livingdevelopments.com. The official address of Anfield Manor is Anfield Manor Residential Care Home, 46 to 48 Victoria Road, Douglas, Isle of Man, IM2 4HQ. Telephone 01624 624 147. Fax 01624 626 755. Email anfieldmanor@aol.com.